Radio K, Real College Radio. That was White Hinterland finishing up a live in-studio session with us here in Studio K before her show tonight at the Cedar Cultural Center. That's 7 p.m. and the show is all ages. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the album just a little bit, just because it is the first one you've released for a couple of years. It was, what, 2010? 4 years? Yeah. How does it feel to finally have all of this work out and in the world?
I mean, obviously hugely cathartic, because for 2 years I really wasn't convinced I was going to finish it. And I got really used to that idea and living in my sweatpants and stuff. And just being like, well, at least I'm writing for me. Who knows what will come of it? Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes that's like the best mentality to work in, is you write for yourself and see what comes of it.
Right. Well, what was the reason in not thinking it was going to come out?
Well, I mean, obviously life is what happens when you're busy making plans. And yeah. I think even the last time I was here, I remember like there was a schedule and I was like, I'm going to go record 2011, put it out 2012. And I don't think music works that way. I don't think most art works that way. Putting it on a schedule, it's not like a chair, you know, you're not on a conveyor belt. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just have to let go of the control, the reins a little bit, and just see what happens. And I moved back to my hometown. I moved in with my parents. And I think just as a distraction from feeling kind of bad about doing that, because I'm, you know, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm with my parents. My parents were really cool, and they let me build a studio in their basement. And then I just started kind of rolling tape, mainly to just get myself out of a funk that I was in. And surprise, surprise, stuff started just pouring out, and here I am.
So would you say most of it was written in Portland, or when in after you'd moved back to your folks?
It's kind of written all over. It was written, parts of it were written in Montreal, because I had done a version of the record there.
Okay.
That was aborted, and then parts in Portland, parts in New York, also Istanbul, oddly enough. I was there for a little while last year with my sister, and there's even like a bunch of samples from that trip, I think, on the record.
Wow.
Because it was just so beautiful, and I was there during the riots, which was kind of wild.
I can only imagine.
So I just was like, oh my God, why was I ever feeling like stuck, you know, or anything about my life? Just like watching people kind of fight for what little bit of green space they had in Taksim Square. I was like, gosh, you really need to. It was the ultimate moment of like privilege wake up call.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's very real, especially being, you know, it's one thing watching it on TV, but being there, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
So what would you say kind of the, like, recording process was like after you'd finally gotten everything together? Was it just, like, straight through, or did you take a couple of days and sit on things?
Well, I had, like, a lot of material. I had about 45 songs or something, and I had done versions of the record, which I guess were effectively demos. And so by the time I had the studio set up, I basically treated it like a 9-to-5, except that my hours were like 9 till 3 in the morning. And where I live is like on the beach. So it's really nice because I work in deep concentration for 12 hours. And then when I need a break, I just go take the kayak out or I go to the woods. And it's pretty idyllic for recording, especially when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer, kind of hunched over. I'm sure you guys know that feeling.
All too well.
Here at the university. So it's a good way to kind of keep you out of your head.
I can absolutely imagine so. So here you're playing our Steinway, but I can't imagine that's what it's going to be like at the show.
No.
How does it feel to kind of like go back to your roots and just like playing a, you know, just a piano instead of having all these synths and loops to have to deal with?
Well, I feel spoiled because I really like it all. And I actually, at home I have a Steinway. So this is like playing at home. No, I don't have an upright arrive upright, not a grin. But and the loops and things, I have like a Nord that I use, and I've always been really attracted to using electronic instruments, or, you know, as organic instruments almost. Like, even the way that I program drums is still like as though I'm playing drums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably better, because if I was playing live drums, I wouldn't be very good. but yeah, it's always nice. It's like, I didn't play piano for a few years. I kind of took some time off because I didn't own one. I guess it would have been around the time that I was here last. So every time now that I'm playing piano again, like, it's what I grew up on. I started when I was about 4, and it's like being at home. It's like you guys are in my house right now, really. So it's nice. Feels relaxed.
That's great. I'm happy to hear it. It was nice to just hear like different versions of those songs,
mm-hmm.
and something that you'll only hear on Radio K here.
Yes.
So I guess I just have one last question. I heard that you're going to be touring with St. Vincent over in Europe.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Really cool. True story. I was her merch girl recently. I sold some t-shirts for her, a lot of t-shirts. So I got to see her play. It was so amazing. I've always loved her music.
Mm-hmm.
So to make that leap is pretty surreal. But it should be good. I think I'm really excited after taking, you know, a couple of years off, I feel the most at home doing this and when I'm on stage. So whether it's with her or S. Carrie or anyone, it feels the most... I feel the most natural when I'm in my element, so it's pretty great. I can't complain. She's just incredible, and her new record is so stunning.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
I 100% agree, and I'm happy that that you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. It should be awesome. Again, we are live in Studio K with White Hinterland. She is playing tonight at the Cedar Cultural Center alongside S. Carrie. Doors to that show are at 7 p.m., and it is all ages. Thank you so much again for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Brody, and thank you, Radio K. Love you guys.
Absolutely. And now back to more new music here on Radio K, Real College Radio.